In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In the Gospel of this blessed Sunday, we hear the Lord speaking to us about the discipleship or being followers to Him. And He concludes with a warning about the salt that might lose its saltness, so it is not fitting for anything. So today we are going to talk about this idea, about the salt losing its taste. It's one of the common theme of this world that we live in today, which is the status of apostasy. What do I mean by apostasy? As per the dictionary, an apostasy is an act of refusing to continue to follow, obey, or recognize a religious faith, or it is the abandonment of a previous loyalty. It is as if like going after God for a while and then making a new turn and going back into our own life's business. This is something that's so common, and we can see even with the situation that the world is living in now with the pandemic. Those people who were close, they became closer, and those people who were like holding on the way with a loose hand, they totally abandoned the faith, and they are no more even visible in the church. This is something that's very sad. It is even worse than not knowing Him at all. Today we are going to talk about this sin or this status of like turning away from God or apostasy. So we'll speak about biblical warnings. What are the most common causes of personal apostasy, signs of apostasy, and guarding against this kind of fall? The Lord Christ spoke to us about this meaning. He knew that this is coming. It will happen. People will go after Him for a while and then they forget or they abandon the discipleship. Jesus said to one of those people who came asking about how can I follow you? He spoke about no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. We cannot do this. We cannot continue. And then all of a sudden we start paying attention or going backward into what we are interested in. St. Paul speaks with the same meaning also to the Galatians, who after embracing Christianity as a religion, then they have some kind of modified version of Christianity, adding this kind of Judaism, having some Jewish rituals into their faith, thinking that by keeping this kind of feast for the Jews, this is how they should be saved, going back into observing the law of Moses. He says to them, "Are you so foolish? Having begun in the spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh?" Of course, we know that the Bible is not a book about history, about some persons talking to other people who committed some kind of sin 2,000 years ago. This is for us also as well, guarding us against this kind of temptation. St. Peter says the same meaning and the same warning in his second epistle when he said it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than having known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. It would even be better not to know God at all rather than after knowing Him we turn away from His way. What are the causes of this kind of fall, this apostasy? Many causes, but we'll speak about maybe 7 of them. The first one is loving the present world. It's exactly, I start to invest in a company that I know is going bankrupt, but I find something that's interesting in it, and I put my emotions and my feelings, my heart, my mind in it. This is what happened with one of the disciples of St. Paul. His name is Demas. He said about him, "Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world." Another cause also of this apostasy is loss of the sight of the goal. There is a famous parable or a story about the person who wanted to tell his disciples about being watchful for the goal all the time. So he spoke about the dogs who hunt or go for hunting. Usually one dog is seeing the prey and he is chasing him. many of other dogs are running just with the dog that is seeing the ghoul. After a while, most of the dogs will stop running because they are not seeing why I'm running, what exactly I am chasing after. The only one who is going to continue is the one who has his eyes on the prey all the time. When we lose the goal, what we are here for, what is the purpose, what is the aim, what is the most important thing that we live for, then we feel like, why am I burdening myself? Why should I keep running in this spiritual path? Another cause or reason also is longing for the past memories of slavery. It's very sad. After we abandoned a certain lifestyle, or we believed that this not fitting for us, is not getting us anywhere, then we go back and we long for it. It was fun living these kind of days. This is exactly what happened with the people of Israel after they came out from Egypt. They started looking back at the time when we were in Egypt. They were slaves. They were under the yoke of slavery and the burden that fear brought on them. But look here what they were saying to one another. Oh, that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt when we sat by the pots of meat and when we ate the bread to the full. They remembered the pleasure of Egypt and forgot about the pressure of slavery. Sometimes after years of serving God, going after Him, then we go back into maybe like many, many years when we're living a sinful life or a life that's not fitting the saints, and we think that it was fun. I wish I go back and maybe imitate what I was doing before. Another reason also of this apostasy is the spiritual bankruptcy. The spiritual life is exactly like investing. If you are not adding to this investment, adding to your account in the bank, you will find yourself, you are just making withdrawal, and then after a while, there is nothing to hold on. This is exactly what happens when we stop praying and reading the Bible and going to the church and holding on what we learned and adding more and more into what we used to do when we were close to God. If I stop adding to this account in the bank of faith, one day I will find myself that I'm bankrupt and I lose interest. The whole way now has no purpose for me. This spiritual bankruptcy is so common, especially when we think or we trust I have enough in the bank of faith that can sustain me. I can be away from sacraments and from confession and from communion and from the church and from praying at home and from the Bible for whatever time, because I know that I have all of the knowledge. It's not the knowledge. It is the intimacy. It is being close. It is being nourished by Christ daily. Another reason for this apostasy also is distraction by a foreign love. All of a sudden, something is clicking in my heart and I start to, like, maybe showing interest in something this from this world. Like Judas Iscariot, who accepted the discipleship and later on he started to look at money, maybe adding to whatever I have already. This foreign love distracted him from his goal. It was a cause for apostasy for him, and he perished because of it. Another reason also is adopting a new form of Christianity that now the world is promoting. Christianity without a cross. Christ without the cross. Christ being the sustainer, the provider, the one who is going to get me into health and wealth, but without carrying any kind of cross. Everything related to the cross is hated, is abandoned, rejected. I wanted to come to the church, but not to attend the long liturgy. I want maybe to fast without giving up all of the foods that I like to eat. All of these kind of things. I want to pray while maybe I am half asleep. Everything that has cross in it, take it out, and we assume that this is Christianity. And when we do this, and when we tell that this is not right, we should not be doing this, people think that, oh, you are making things very hard for us. This will make the church people to turn away from the church because the church is adding burden on them. The church cannot speak anything Christ did not say. And the church is not making up laws or rules to make the life of the people difficult. It is It is a calling that we know that it has the cross in it. The essence of the discipleship is the cross. Another reason also is yielding to the temptation and the pressure of the New Age ideologies. Today, everybody speaks something against Christianity, one way or another, even the Christians. It's very surprising to find people who are speaking atheism, and they say they are devout, whatever, Catholics or Christians. How can they be like this? How can they do both at the same time? Speaking against God and still believing that we are believers, it's a matter of time. It's a subtle process until we go into full atheism. People who think that I want to update my thinking, I want the church to embrace new ideas, so it'll become more attractive, will end up after a few years into becoming maybe spiritual or Christian atheist. What are the signs of apostasy? How can I know that this kind of fall crept into my heart? Because this is one of the problem with this kind of sin. It is so unnoticeable. So people go into it without even knowing that they are in a status of apostasy. The first sign is moving away from the spiritual practices, feeling bored, tired, burdened with anything that spiritual practice. You find some people say that we are spiritual, we are not religious. What do you mean by this? It's an utter nonsense, assuming that spirituality means just like you meditate or you have some kind of exercises according to the Hinduism or the Buddhism or all these kind of oriental beliefs. Moving away from spiritual practices. Fasting is something from the past. The church memories. But I believe in my heart that I know God and I love God. Another sign is becoming more vocal in criticizing and ridiculing the church and its followers. You find the person who say that I go to the church sometimes, when you start talking about the church and finding faults with everything and every individual from the Pope downward, everything is not up to him or his thinking or her thinking. And this becomes more vocal. Speak about it more and more. And the more I talk about it, the more I ridicule those people who go to the church, the more I feel like I am courageous or I'm speaking in a language that the people in the church, unfortunately, they do not understand. Another sign also of apostasy is developing a careless attitude toward what is defined as trivial transgressions. This person starts to say, this is not a big deal. And under not big deal can find many things, starting from, I fast while I'm eating non-fasting food. Or I delete the whole fast altogether. It doesn't matter. These are all trivial things. God is known in the heart, not in the practice. And then we add to this something more and more and more. And all of these the person define as trivial. It's not a big deal. It's not the essence of my belief. Another sign also is growing more insensitive towards God's word, his service, his people, his book. This person, maybe one day he was coming to the church, was serving God, and no more. That's it. And not only being like careless, but insensitive to it. So what? What is the big deal about this? And then the easiest excuse is, those people who are serving the church are hypocrites. I remember this discussion happened one time with a pastor and a person who was sitting beside him in the airplane. So the person noticed the pastor's outfit and he asked him, are you a pastor in the church? He told him, yes. He told him, I stopped going to the church now for a long time. And the pastor asked him, why? He said, because everybody in the church is a hypocrite. They have double faces. They show something in the church and something outside. So the pastor told him, yes, I know this very well. I am one of them. Who can claim that? We don't have something inside us that we feel embarrassed from, and we try our very best to get cured from it. Who can say that, okay, I am exactly, is what you see, is whom I am? We know, all of us, that we have our weaknesses, and we struggle with them. The difference between the people in the church and people outside, people in the church recognize their hypocrisy. They know that it exists, and they come to the church seeking to be treated from it. Another sign also of apostasy is going more and more to all the practices related to the time of ignorance of Christ. It was fun watching this many years ago. It was fun hanging around with those people. This is something that I used to do before. Why not? What is the big deal? Nothing wrong with this. And now the social media is providing us an excellent media for retrieving old relationships and old memories and looking for this person that was my sweetheart in high school. And then we go back into this and talking, chatting, checking, and then we know what happens afterwards. Another sign also of this kind of turning away from God is questioning the established canons, rules, traditions of the church. Everything now is questionable. Why do we do this? What is the meaning of that? This does not make any sense. For him, of course. This was established. This is what the church taught us. This is a tradition that we inherited from our forefathers. And we kept, and this is what kept our faith. It becomes something that's like, it does not make sense. Another sign also is settling with a divided heart. I can have both in the same place. I go to the church and I commit any kind of crime, not only a sin. And I can do both with like a steadfast face. It's okay. No big deal. As far as I go to church on Sunday, I am absolved to do whatever the other days of the week. Another sign also of apostasy is further descent into questioning the biblical truth. Who said that the Bible is the true word of God? Is it all, or can we choose from it? Who, can you prove to me that this is said by Christ? Can you prove me that Christ is a real person who lived in a certain time? Maybe this is all made up, and maybe religion altogether is made up. All of these kind of talks are signs of apostasy. And unfortunately, maybe everyone will recognize that this person is turning away, except himself or herself, who think that I am just updating my thinking. Going to the last point, how to guard against the sin of apostasy or turning away from God. How we guard ourselves from this? The first step is holding on the daily meeting and satisfaction with the person of Christ. If we are hungry, we will eat anything, even if it's a trash. So the only way for us to be satisfied is that I get nourished, and this is done daily. The meeting between us and Christ should happen every day. A day that passes without praying is a day that we do not live, which was stolen. A day that's taken away from us, unfortunately, we do not like invest in it. We do not add anything to our relationship with Him. The second step is remembering the first love and the daily renewal of vows. The first time when I moved towards the church, towards God, how I saw everything that's magnificent, wonderful, how I liked this and was attracted to it, and I vowed to follow God and serve Him in His church all the days of my life. Where did this go? Where is my first love and my vows? The third step is maintaining the spiritual practices and growing in them in quality and quantities. The idea about when we grow, things start to get less should not be the case. The older we get, things should get more even like fervent. Our prayers should increase in number and in quality. Our attendance, our participation, our fasting, time is short and it's running very fast. The older we get, the more diligent we should be in our spiritual practices. It's very sad that maybe after we became old, we started going back into just praying the same prayer that we prayed when we were in kindergarten. I just say, Our Father who art in heaven, before I go to sleep. It should not be the case. Another step also in guarding against apostasy is the diligent repentance. Repentance that is practiced every day. We can find something that's not going right. Something in my heart. Maybe nobody knows about it. But God will make sure that He will hint to it. He will make it known to you. And whenever you know that what we should do is to offer repentance. This applied on every one of us, me the first. Every day, God wants to tell us, there is something here, I want you to pay attention to it. And He will find the means to make it known to us. It is our role to repent. The spiritual readings, also another guard against apostasy. Everything you read in the media, everything our children even learn in their colleges, is about how to be an atheist. Frankly, we all know this. If you speak about God, this becomes like you are a person from an old age. Maybe people will mock you because you did this. If you say that there are certain sins you do not tolerate or you do not accept them as a lifestyle, maybe this will lead you one day maybe to be persecuted literally, as what happened with this Coptic Canadian young man who was fired from his school of medicine just because he wrote a letter or an essay about how abortion is similar to the Holocaust. He's just a student writing something in Sunday school, and he posted, and this made the reason, the grounds for his school to fire him. Sadly, our spiritual readings, keeping ourselves checked always with the fathers, what the church taught us, will keep our minds in place. Another step also is the watchfulness over the mind and what is presented to it. We take, or we used to take, whatever is presented to us from the media as legitimate, as to be like understood and accepted, even without it checking. And now we know that this is not the case. The media is not a source of just information. It is something with an agenda. Everybody who speaks to us, everyone wants us to believe certain thing. It is something that we have to be aware of. I have to be watchful over what I see and what I read and what I allow to come to my mind. During the fast, it's a good time that maybe we abstain from this kind of junk, at least partially, or for some time, or maybe for a few hours, maybe every day or every week. This definitely should be helpful. The last step in guarding against apostasy is handling God's service and people with faithfulness and diligence. If you are entrusted over a service, if you know that God asked you to do this, even praying for people, we should not abandon this. We should take it with diligence and do it to the best of our ability. And we continue what we vowed before God in one day, that we are going to live for and live by. May the Lord to guard His church, guard His people, guard all of us against this kind of sin, of apostasy. May He keep us steadfast in our faith. To Him is the glory forever and ever. Amen.